Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zighty Zighty Bang Bang. That is courtesy of super producer Anna Hosnier off the dome.
Hi, ho, Zighty Zighty Bang Bang, Zighty Zighty Bang Bang, we love you, and our Zighty Zighty Bang Bang, Zighty Zighty Bang Bang loves us too.
Remember that?
Zighty,
I only know
Zighty,
it from
Bang Bang?
Ace Ventura 2, because there's a part where Jim Carrey's driving a car, and he's like just fucking up this truck, and he just starts singing the thing from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And that's the only reason I know. I've never seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I don't know anything about it. I think it's about a car.
I do not know the song you were just singing.
And again, like I said, I only know it via Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura 2.
Pop culture references?
Yeah, everything. Yeah, if Jim Carrey hasn't tackled it, I don't think I encountered it.
That's where I get all. You just found out about that the Democrats were running Joe Biden a couple weeks ago when he first showed up on Saturday Night Live.
SNL. I was shocked.
Larry David.
Well, I just didn't know what was going on, you know, because I haven't known who's president in a minute, famously, and bless Jim Carrey. I just remember George Bush from In Living Color when Jim Carrey was George Bush.
That's right. All right, Miles, let's tell the people, speaking of what's happening in the election, let's tell the people what's trending, because it's a lot of election shit.
Yeah.
This Monday afternoon. Harris County is trending. Little bit of good news out of Harris County. That was the county that Houston is in, that is partially part of Houston, that Republicans were trying to get 100,000 ballots thrown out because they came from a drive-through polling place, even though that was specifically designed and approved.
127,000, over 127,000 ballots were on the line in this decision.
So the Texas State Supreme Court, towards the end of last week said, you can't do that. But they did get it to a federal judge who is like this, straight up far right, loves the Trump administration, federal judge. And he just announced, that he's same side. It's not happening for them. Doesn't seem like for the GOP.
Sorry, you can't invalidate these votes. I mean, it's kind of scathing when you're like, they didn't actually like articulate a position,
right?
As like what the damages were. And this is, we've seen this a ton where like Trump people pull up with lawsuits, and sometimes the court's like, what is this? They're like, you know, like you have to pretend there are laws that they're okay. So yes, we will count these votes. Thank God. Because that would have been, I don't know. I mean, when you read things about how close Texas is or Florida is, and things like 127,000 votes fucking matter. Big
came down to a couple thousand in 2000. So, 2000, as we call it. So I don't
20 double
lot. Yeah. So that's a bit of good news.
Which is so sad because we're like, that's good news. They'll count.
They're
votes.
Counting votes. They're counting votes this
great.
Year.
Great. So let me get this right. Behind the line is still a 3-pointer. Yep. Okay. Great. We're still playing the same game. That's good news.
Yeah. Trump supporters are blocking roads, like trying to clog up. They over the weekend they clogged up the bridges that going into New York City. They're jamming up the New Jersey Turnpike. One of the places that this article said that Trump flags, a caravan of cars flying Trump flags caused a traffic jam on the Garden State Parkway around Cheesequake. Now I'm guessing that's not how you pronounce that. I'm sure it's Chesequake or something, but Cheesequake is how it's spelled.
I don't see anything of pronunciation guide of it aside from the like Lenni Lenape indigenous word it was taken from.
Right.
Chesa, okay. So I don't know.
I think
it could be in for a cheesequake.
Yeah.
Cheesequake. What's a cheesequake when you're lactose intolerant and you ate too many quesadillas?
I assumed it had something to do with all the dairy cows they have out there. And just to want one really good harvest. And they were like, it's a cheesequake this year.
Cheesequake.
Gird your bowels.
Oh boy.
For a cheesequake.
Yeah. There was a clip of a woman who had arrived late by 1 minute or on time, depending on.
Yeah, on time.
I believe she arrived at 4 p.m. to cast her ballot. And the fucking cops were like, no, sorry, you can't vote. You're not in line in time. And stood basically to act as the last person in line to prevent this woman from voting. And she's like, but the fucking people, like with all the traffic, like what the fuck's going on? It was really frustrating to see.
Where was that?
I believe in New York.
Yeah.
So that's just what, yeah. Oh man. If you can vote fucking today, an early vote in any possible way, if you haven't already, please do and just be safe. But
done.
Yeah, this, I mean, just shows you they have to pull every trick out of the book. Like, you know, person at a utility company is like, whoops, the power went out on there. Like, I don't count any of these things out, but it's really about how we are willing to navigate those things and say, like, well, we have to acknowledge that there was some malicious activity going on that was preventing people from voting, and we need to be able to allow people to vote.
Yes.
So they're trying to steal it wherever they can.
There's Biden rumors flying around all over the place that the internet is having to shoot down. There's a photo of him on a plane without a mask talking to a young woman, and people are like, this is just yesterday. He like acts like he cares about coronavirus, but he doesn't really. And it turns out the photo's from 2019. So that's just the sort of, if you're finding out any really damaging information about Biden or the Biden campaign, in the next 24 to 48 hours,
the most damning information about Joe Biden is on the voting records of him as a senator.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where, if you want anything, but that shows you like the president can't even articulate messaging around his voting record. Aside from, I don't know. He said black people are very bad. That's all I know. And it's like, well, okay, sure.
They're gonna vote for Trump.
Yeah,
big time.
We'll see about that. I mean, we literally will see about that.
Yeah. Axios is trending because somebody reported from Axios that he'd been telling supporters and allies that he planned to claim victory if he appears ahead on election night tomorrow night, which just means like the vote count is has him there. More of his votes have been counted.
Right. He's like, which, the polls haven't closed in the West Coast yet.
Right. But we're going to go ahead and declare victory.
You're not even at 270. Yeah, but I'm ahead. Yeah. Look, but look, the popular vote. I'm ahead. There we go.
Now they're going to try and steal it back from me. You mean count the votes?
Wait, all of a sudden we're not using the popular vote? We're using some fucked up. Oh, that's really messed up. Like, it's. Wait, he's just in this article, like, just saying. Well, I guess when he's telling supporters, he's saying this out loud at a victory, just being like, and if we're ahead, I'm claiming victory.
I don't know that he said it in, I don't think he said it on stage. I think it was like a thing that had to be reported out. And now Trump has come out and contradicted that, which I'm surprised he even, that's how you know it's true, is that he actually took the time to say it wasn't true.
Wait, so what is he saying?
Oh,
so
he said, no, I never said that. I never said that. I wouldn't do that. That's not, we're gonna win. So why would I need to do that?
And if Joe Biden wins, it's because he is Hitler secretly. Should have done that.
Not openly, which is my
not openly. Yes, path. That's where Hitler's been the whole time. He's been Joe Biden.
Whale Tail Saves Train is the story of the day. If you're choosing to block out all things election.
Yeah. Embrace this story, actually.
Yeah. Good. Super producer Anna Hosnier and DJ Daniel were talking to each other about this. I thought something was happening to me neurologically as those words were passing through my brain.
Yeah, what was it? Did you see the whale sculpture that saved the train?
Yeah.
And I said stop right there.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Did I see the whale sculpture that saved the what does this even fucking mean? And they were laughing because it makes sense when you see the image.
Yeah. A whale or a train was like a runaway train went through the edge of like a bridge, like the ending of a bridge. So it would have like fallen 20, 30 feet. But there happened to be a whale sculpture with the whale tail like sticking up in the air. Right on the other side of the bridge, like right where it ended. So the train just like landed pretty much
like
upright.
Nicely. Yeah, yeah. It feels like in a movie where like the protagonists are like, phew.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's
a whale of a tale we're going to be telling. You know, like, where they are truly, it's like perfect. Good. Shout out to whoever designed that sculpture in Spijkenisse or whatever, however you pronounce that in the Netherlands.
I believe it's the Netherlands is how it's pronounced.
Oh, yeah. I should just say that. In the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Is Pissbuck?
Is Pissbuck? For the record, is Pissbuck.
All right, guys. That is what's trending this afternoon. We hope you guys are taking deep breaths, taking lots of deep breaths, breathing one breath at a time. We will get through this.
Together.
We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show with some more self-care tips, some more updates on what's happening. And we'll be back with you throughout the day to check in as we cope with whatever is happening. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, stay inside except to go out to vote. Wash your hands, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.